Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podcast Rock City, the only podcast from Jandel. Don't forget your spacesuit.
Joe here for Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And Sonny is away on location. We sent him out to do a big interview. I'm kidding. He's busy. So we've got straight from Tennessee and getting ready for the Rockin' Pod all the way from Decibel Geek. We got Mr. Chris Sinzak. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're great, man. We're excited. We got 5 days till we get to hang out.
Yeah, man. It's gonna be a 3 day smorgasbord of craziness.
Yes. Super excited. Now, you started planning this almost right after the last one.
No, I took a couple of months off to get my sanity back and also try to figure out if I really wanted to do it again. But within about 6 weeks of the first one, we started planning the next one.
Right. So let's just give everybody the rundown real quick before we get started. Starting this Friday, there's a pre-show. Can you tell everybody about that?
Yeah, it's the pre-party concert. It's at a place called Mercy Lounge. It's a really nice venue. You've probably heard about the guys in Gene Simmons Band that do the rock and roll residency every week. This is the same venue they do that at. It's a good size venue right downtown Nashville on 8th Avenue. It'll be Frank Domino and Punky Meadows of Angel headlining. Also, Tora Tora is on the bill. Also, Ron Keel is going to do an acoustic set. And my buddy Greg Mangus, who's a local singer, he knows everybody and plays with everybody. And he's doing a thing called the Greg Mangus All-Stars. And it's going to be a awesome cover set, but there's going to be some surprises and some surprise guests playing in that cover set, and you will want to get there early enough to see the beginning of the show because you're not going to want to miss it.
Damn.
Oh, man.
I'm going to miss it. That sucks.
I'm not missing it. Karen and I bought our tickets months ago, and we're super excited about it. All right, so now, oh my gosh. Now I'm got curiosity is piqued. So if somebody wants to buy a ticket online, where do they go to do that?
If you want to buy a ticket to that concert, go to mercylounge.com and they'll have the link there for you to buy the tickets. And that's where you get the tickets for that.
And how much is it?
$20.
$20, and you get to see Tora Tora, part of Angel.
Yeah.
Ron Keel.
Yeah, and some surprise guests.
Damn.
And a room full of cool podcasters at the show.
Yes.
Well, and it's Nashville, so even if it's guests that don't come up on stage, you never know who's going to be standing right next to you in the audience.
Mm-hmm. Dolly Parton, you never know.
Oh, come on. Dolly Parton. She walks up and be like, I wrote Coat of Many Colors with Punky Meadows. Nobody knows that.
Dolly
Parton's awesome. I love Dolly Parton.
Yeah, okay. Hell yeah.
So, all right. So then the next day, where are we going to be?
The next day is the Rockin' Pod Expo, and that is at a place called the Nashville Palace, which it's basically it shares the same parking lot as the venue from last year. If you know where Opryland Hotel is,
Yeah. It's
right across the street. It's right next to the Willie Nelson Museum and Cooter's Dukes of Hazzard Museum. It's in the same strip.
Yeah.
Man, I love Cooter.
Gotta love Cooter, man. Yeah, I'm excited, dude. It's going to be cool to have a different venue this year, too, you know, even though it's, like, right there, so we'll still have all the familiar surroundings. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's a really nice, it's just a big room, and it's got a nice stage, got nice lighting, it's got good sound, it's got, and it's got a big bar with a lot of different selections, and it's got a full food menu, and it's like, yeah, the podcasts are surrounding the bar, which is the way it needs to be.
Yes, I agree. Wow, this could get interesting. So there's going to be a ton of podcasts there, you guys. If you are in that area or you're close to that area where you're like, hey, man, I'll drive an hour, I'll drive 2 hours, I'll drive 16 hours, get in your car. Come on out, hang out with us, see the concert the night before, do the rockin' pod the next day. Trust me, we did it last year, and it was a lot of fun. It wasn't just fun getting to see everybody and meet everybody that I hadn't met, but it was fun because it was the environment. Everybody was having a good time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Epic.
It was
epic. Yeah, that was my favorite thing about last year was just seeing everybody just getting to meet for the first time and hang out again. And it just, the camaraderie, I think we got a lot of great reviews of it last year. And that was kind of the common thread, was just the camaraderie and the sense of community that we all had. And, you know, I'm looking forward to having that happen again. It's kind of like, it's like your Facebook life comes to life, and it's you can't replicate this online, which is what makes it special.
Right. Yeah, it's true. And then, so that's Saturday, and that's from what time to what time?
Saturday, the early bird admission is still available. That's if you get you can get an hour early for $20. That's 10 o'clock, and then 11 o'clock open to the public. And the expo itself goes until 6, and then at right around 6 or a little bit after, that's when the podcaster jam session will start. And if you are interested in hearing podcasters rock out to a bunch of classic rock and metal songs, you can hang around and watch that. And then also after that, we have the Rock and Pod After Party, which happens back downtown, really down the street from Mercy Lounge, at a place called The Basement. And Metallica fans will know about The Basement because when they came here to play Bonnaroo a few years ago, they did a surprise show at this place, and it literally is a basement. It's like it probably can't hold more than 200 people at the most. And that's if you're all sitting on each other's laps. So it's got a little bit of provenance because of Metallica playing there. And but yeah, it's a cool little venue. And we've got Jacob Cade, who's one of the guests at the expo, is going to play a band called Neverwake. A band from Detroit called Black Heron is coming all the way because they believe in what we're doing. And headlining the show is Denman, who played the pre-party last year, and they're local here. And then also introducing Black Heron to start the show will be Ian and Ralph from Rock and Metal Combat Podcast. They didn't get stage time at the expo this year, but this is kind of my way of repaying them for that. And they will no doubt be entertaining, because if you saw them last year at the expo, you were entertained or horrified.
Horrified. They're crazy people. So after that, we're not done yet. We still have Sunday, right? Tell them about Sunday.
Yeah. And also during the day Sunday, it's not really Rock and Pod connected, but the same vendor organizer and some of the vendors from Saturday and then a whole bunch more vendors from other than Saturday are going to be back at the same venue at Nashville Palace on Sunday. And it's going to be a full record show that day. So you can go to that.
My God.
And I think if you have a wristband from Rock and Pod from Saturday, you get in free to the record show, I believe.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. My bank account already hurts.
How are you going to get all this shit home, Joe?
I know.
I'm driving.
Yeah, you're lucky.
You're gold.
Yeah, you've got a trunk. You're good. That night, though, at downtown at Nash, go back downtown. So, it's funny. The pre-party, the after-party, and then the comedy show on Sunday night are all on the same street downtown. So 8th Avenue, Zany's Comedy Club. We've got Courtney Cronin-Dold, who's near and dear to Podcast Rock City listeners' hearts. And also another guest that is, Earl Skakel, Inappropriate Earl, will be performing. And then Craig Gass is going to headline, and everyone knows Craig Gass. I mean, the impressions are legendary.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, one of the things that I think that we should really stress, besides the fact, you know, look, Courtney and Craig do the Kiss Cruise. Yeah. So Courtney has tons of Kiss jokes. Craig does all kinds of stuff, but he does lots of impressions. He does Paul Stanley, he does Gene Simmons. But Earl Skakel has a very interesting Kiss connection. my understanding is that he, you know, he was on our show. You guys probably heard him. It maybe was I don't know, a little less than a year ago, maybe. Or, anyway, he apparently is the only person to receive the actual Vinnie Vincent box that the box set would have come in. He got the box, and I'm really hoping that he brings it with him.
Yeah, I told him to bring it. I don't know if he will, though. But yeah, that would be. I think we should all like take turns taking selfies with the box in front of our face. And
just say, because
our video saying it was the Rock and Pod Expo awesome. So you're damn right it was.
Damn right it was. Oh my god, done deal.
Done deal, bro.
Yes, I'm all about it. So if man, think about that. What do you think that box is worth, even empty? That's got to have, you know, $6 or $7 worth of value to it.
$6 or $7. I'm sure there's some people that would pay top dollar for that.
Oh, I'm sure too. I am sure, but I would never sell it if I had it. It would be locked in a safe.
Well, I should mention that there will be some Vinnie Vincent stuff being eBayed sued from Nashville, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I got you. Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so this is exciting. You know, we say it. This is the second year we get to say it, Chris. You put in a lot of time, man. You know, it in the end, you know, you will stress out on Friday and Saturday. Hey, look, there's already a positive right now. I can tell you what that is. You're not sick.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I've stayed out of the hospital this year. That's a plus.
Yeah, yeah. I remember.
Oh, dude.
They got the phone call and it was like Chris is having chest pains, and then it was we were at the venue for the concert and you were sitting in the corner and you looked like you were sweating up a storm, like you were miserable, exhausted, and you were sick. We didn't know
it. He was like a shell of himself.
Yeah,
no, I was pretty much drunk the whole time.
And then the next day, man, we blew it out. It was a lot of fun. So I don't have the list right here in front of me. I had to turn off my computer because my internet is getting eaten up with my child watching virtual reality. But can you tell us some of the other guests? The podcasts are all over the place. Everything from comedy podcasts to rock podcasts, Kiss podcasts, Bruce Springsteen. We're getting Lee, right?
Yeah, Lee's coming.
Yeah, okay, that's right. He set up the music. Springsteen podcasts. FAQ is going to be there. Plus, you're going to have Courtney there. Plus, you're going to have Craig Gass there. Plus, you're going to have Inappropriate Earl there. But who are some of the rock stars that are going to be there? Tora Tora.
Okay, yeah. So everyone from the pre-party, Tora Tora, Frank and Punky from Angel, Ron Keel, they're all going to be there. Joe X Doobie and Brendan Harkin from Stars. There's a Kiss connection for you. They're going to be there. They're going to do a panel discussion. Obviously, Brian Head Welch from Korn is going to be there. Paul Taylor from Winger, Michael Wagner, Toby Ryder, both coming back, super producers. Gary Corbett, there's some Kiss connection for you. Gary's coming back. Gary's going to be part of the songwriter panel this year. And also on that songwriter panel will be Paul Taylor from Winger and Stephen Chereau from Kick Tracy. I'm excited to see him. Also, Drew Fortier from Bang Tango is going to be there. Andre LaBelle, who played with Vinnie Vincent, is going to be there. Erie Vaughn from Danzig is coming. I know Jody's excited about that.
Jody's excited. Dude.
Well, I'm more excited because he was in Samhain. I like that shit way better than Danzig, but yeah.
Cool. Well, he's going to have books and pictures and stuff to sell, so that'll be cool.
It's pretty rad, dude.
Yeah, and also Troy Lucchetta from Tesla is going to be there. And I actually talked to him this morning, and he's excited to come. Jason Todd from Shinedown is going to be there. Local rock legend Todd Zilla. If you haven't heard the Todd Zilla episodes on Decibel Geek, I highly encourage you to listen to them, especially the Roth era Van Halen discussion episode. He has some Van Halen stories that you will be crying. You'll be laughing so hard. Also, Greg Renoff, the author of Van Halen Rising, is going to be there. He's going to be moderating the producers panel, and that's going to have Michael Wagner, Toby Wright, and also Michael Vissera, who's a producer now, but also a vocalist and sang with Yngwie, Loudness, Obsession. He's got a really cool history. Let's see who else. As long as his schedule makes it, he may have a gig, but Anthony Fox from Beautiful Creatures is scheduled to be there. I think that's everybody. Yeah. What? And then I have some local bands. Denman's coming. A band called Taco Mouth that Michael produced is coming. As I mentioned, Jacob Cade. Under the Radar, a group of teenage, it's a teenage metal trio from Memphis, and they're managed by Todd Poole from Roxy Blue. They're coming. So it's, yeah, that's, it's a, and then of course, you know, there's some well-known people that have told me they didn't want to come as announced guests, but they want to come and hang out. So you'll see other people, you know, in the crowd.
Wow. So here's, I was thinking about this, Jody. You know how I've been getting my box set signed, man. I should get Gary Corbett to sign it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Toby, right?
Yeah.
Anyone with a connect.
Right.
Yeah. Cause you've started, that's your new mission, man. Anyone you can find that has connections.
Connections on the box set, they're going to be on there.
Yeah,
so I was thinking about it. I was like, man, you know, that those two guys, I get them to sign it, and it'll be kick-ass.
Yeah, it will. Yeah. Gotta love that Gary Corbett. He's fun.
Hell yeah. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, let me, another person, Tom Hazard, who, he kind of revolutionized, you remember, like, street teams were a big thing for bands in the late 90s and early 2000s?
Yeah.
He kind of revolutionized that whole thing and worked with a lot of bands in the new metal scene, and also he is now business partners with David Ellison from Megadeth, and they do a lot of stuff together. They own a record label together. They do all kinds of products together, and Tom's going to come, and as long as we can work out scheduling, he's going to help me get a hold of some of Dave Ellison's Megadeth gear that we're going to display at the expo.
Nice.
That's sweet. That sounds like a lot of fun.
I might move into the storage building.
All right, so let's take a break from that right now. We'll come back to that. Did you? Honestly, I hadn't seen any news right now. Kiss news. I know there's going to be stuff coming up in just a month or so. But as far as news goes for Kiss, I hadn't seen anything. You guys?
Nah, not really. Nothing really newsworthy.
Nothing jumped out at me. So, also, how many tickets are left for the guitar?
Oh, we filled it. I was actually going to announce it today that I think tomorrow night Aaron and I are going to do the live stream to announce the winner.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to win. That's awesome. I think we bought like 10 or 15 tickets. So, Karen came to me and goes, I bought more tickets. I went, you did? She goes, yeah. I'm ready for this thing to be sold out. I keep seeing 50, 25, 15. I'm like, oh my goodness, honey. She wants the guitar for her wall. So hopefully she'll win.
Yeah.
It's going to be, we did have a number of people that bought multiple entries. So it's going to be interesting to see how that worked out. If it was the right idea to do that, because it'd be funny if it was one person that bought one entry that wins it.
It's usually the way it goes, man.
You know what? If that's what happens, so be it. You know, it's just the money was to help raise the money to help us do the Rock and Pod. So we win, we win. We don't, we don't. That's the way it works. You know, that's why they call it a raffle. I don't know if that's really what they call it, a raffle. But anyway, so like really. Our whole episode today, we just wanted to. What else did we have going on, Jody? We were going to talk about the Rockin' Pod.
Rockin' Pod.
So, when are you guys getting into town?
I'll be there Friday afternoon.
Cool.
You need somebody to help you finish moving? You going to be done yet or no?
I'll be done enough to not have to deal with moving that day.
Right.
I should have waited and just had all the podcasters. We could have done it in one big trip.
One trip.
That's a man. You're smarter than me. I wish I had thought of that.
Everybody get there and let's load up everybody's car. Go in and grab something.
Yeah.
It's like you don't get a table at the expo until you help me do a car load.
Oh, hey, I have some other news. I started filming my documentary. We don't have a name for it yet, but I think we're going to wind up having a contest to name it, to name the documentary. But here's the thing. I'm going to be at the Rockin' Pod. Podcast Rock City will have a booth set up. We will be there doing podcasting and stuff like that. Plus my documentary that Karen and I are doing, and our friend and Chris's friend, Kevin Williams, is helping now as well. We're doing a podcast about us, the Kiss Army. Now, I can't call it that in the title, of course, but I've been kicking around some titles. Let's see. What do you guys think about you've seen Star Wars, right? Obviously, where they go, that's not a space station. No, that's not a moon. That's a space station.
Yeah.
Right. I was gonna call it. That's not a fan club. It's an army.
I like that.
It's good, but it's cool. A better subtitle than a title, though. It's still a little wordy. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I almost called it Boots, Bombs, Boots, Bombs,
Boobs.
Blood, Blood, Boots, Bombs, and Rock and Roll. Blood, Boots, Bombs, and Rock and Roll. That's not a fan club. It's an army. What do you think of that?
It's too long.
Too long. It's
a little tongue twister, too.
I saw one, like someone posted somewhere. They said it should be called We Are One. I like that.
I was just thinking that.
And then you could subtitle it on the bottom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Subtitle it. Okay. Well, here's the other thing. So, you guys out there, go ahead and message Bill Starkey and let him know that he needs to be on it. I don't know if we'll fly to him.
I'm sure he'd be down.
But we've got to get him on and to tell the story of the Kiss Army. Hopefully he'll.
If you're gonna do that, you got to hook up with Neff and shit too while you're in that area. Just do them all. Fuck it.
Got to get them all.
There's a guy here in town. He's going to be at the expo just as an attendee, but his name's Gary Kahn, and he ran Kissaholics fanzine for a while. You should definitely interview him.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah.
Look, and that's the thing. If you're going to be there, anybody that wants to, you can. We'll mic you up. We'll sit you in front of the camera, and you can tell your story. We can even give you like 20 minutes to tell your story about how you discovered Kiss, who your favorite member is, what's your favorite record, how much you love or hate the Elder, who's your favorite, you know, whatever. And then we're going to take all these things and slap them into one 16-hour document. I don't know what it's going to be, but before you know it, I'm going to have way, 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 way too much film. But it doesn't matter. I'm going to use everybody at least once. You know what I mean? I want everybody to be in it this way. Anybody that sat down in front of the camera, you'll be in it representing yourself in the Kiss Army documentary, which we will not be calling it that. Because I don't have they can't sue me. I have nothing. There you go.
Just find like a different word for army, like the Kiss. I guess you couldn't use Kiss, though, either, huh?
No, you can say Kiss. Kiss you troop. Can't write it, I guess.
Can't I guess, use the...
You know, we're still learning. We're still learning. We've got people that have already been messaging us saying, if you need a lawyer, we have lawyers on retainer that'll talk to you.
Nice.
So that's positive. Also, Classic 78 gave me their entire catalog to use in the movie.
I saw that. That's perfect.
It's perfect. I was like, I messaged them expecting them to be like, I don't know, Joe. And they said, oh, yeah, every song. And anything that we release between now and when the movie comes out, you can have that too.
Sweet.
That's which cool. is major kick-ass. So we will be set up at the Rockin' Pod. If you're a Kiss fan, you want to be in the documentary, come and sit down. We'll film you, and we'll go from there. I think it's going to be major, major kick-ass stuff. I'm really hoping that I could get one of the guys from Tora Tora told me they got a great Kiss story. I would love for them to – I'm not going to bother them about coming over, but if they hear about it and decide, hey, I'd like to do that, it'd be great if we could get them to come and do it.
I'll bother them to come over. I'm sure they'd be into doing it.
As long as they're Kiss fans, that's the thing. You know, I just want to hear. You know, oh yeah, I remember when I heard Kiss for the first time, and I picked up the guitar because of it, or some shit like that. But right. It'd be cool. What else we got, Jody? Is that
I got one thing. I'm just kind of curious what, you know, Chris has always been our kind of go-to Vinnie Vincent expert, if you will. You know what I mean? We always kind of lean on Chris for Vinnie shit. I don't know if things have changed since then for you, Chris, but but what did you think about the whole Vinnie Vincent's kiss business?
Oh, I think there's I think people are letting their speculation run wild with that one. But as far as what I've always researched on him, trademarks are kind of like his favorite pastime. So this him trademarking stuff is nothing new. He's done this even during the years he was kind of disappeared. He would file trademarks for all kinds of names. But also, if you read the trademark application for that name, it's mentioned that it's for like paper goods and books. It has no mention of it being for anything musical. So I'm thinking it has something to do with the book that he's writing. That's my guess. But no, as far as has it changed, I'm on a Kiss podcast. I might as well talk about it a little bit. I will always love the music. I mean, it's not like I'm going to stop listening to Lick It Up or Creatures of the Night or even the Invasion albums. I mean, I can appreciate good music. And just because I had a falling out with the guy doesn't mean that he's suddenly a bad guitar player or a bad writer. That would be pretty hypocritical to be that way.
Right.
But him as a human being, yeah, I'm obviously soured on that because the attack that was launched on me was completely uncalled for.
Exactly.
And completely inaccurate. And
yeah, it was so ridiculous, dude.
I went on Ron Keel's radio show on Friday to talk about the expo, and he told me that he didn't even know about the expo until the rock press had covered, you know, the cancellation issue.
Oh wow.
And he was like, well, if he's out, then I want to be in. And that's when Ron's team contacted me, and they said Ron wants to be part of it. But I had to correct him, though. I was like, because people keep getting it wrong. He's saying, well, Vinny canceled on the Rockin' Pod. And no, he didn't. I canceled his appearance.
Right.
He wanted to change terms on things and started, you know, making demands. And it was to a point where it didn't feasibly make any sense to go on with him. So I canceled the appearance and told him good luck. And he said, good luck to you. And essentially, and then I talked about it on my show. And I'm guessing word got back to him on that. But I represented it exactly how it went. I have emails that prove everything, and I can sleep at night. And he decided to completely misrepresent it and make me the bad guy, and so be it. I mean, I really don't care. And, I don't wish him, non-success or ill will or anything. He's a musician. I'm just happy he's out there doing something, and, hopefully it leads to original music or whatever. And if somebody wants to be a fan, be a fan. Don't get soured on him just because of what happened with me. This was between me and him. But I don't wish him any ill will, but I do know that I can sleep at night. I have no regrets over anything I've done.
Right.
Yep.
It has to feel strange, though. I know how big of a fan you've always been of Vinnie Vincent, right? And then to have the guy like just totally flip out on the internet and direct it all at you. It was so insane. Well,
yeah, but I know so much about past history and past behavior that it bothers. And of course it hurts seeing somebody you respect, even on an artistic level, do something like that and trash your name. But, I'm also level headed enough and I've done enough research to know that this is kind of his playbook, and you ask other people that have worked with him, how they got treated. So, yeah, that's fine. And I don't regret using Burning Bridges as the theme song to that episode. I really don't.
I thought that was great, dude. That was one of the most like anticipated episodes you guys have ever done. I could not wait to fucking hear that one.
Yeah, I know. But as far as the Graceland thing, I hope he does well. I mean, I hope it goes good and fans get to enjoy it and it's good for everybody. I won't be there, obviously, but
that was my next question.
Mine too. Is where you going?
No. If I end up back at a Vinnie Vincent concert, somebody needs to commit me to a mental institution.
Dang.
I hear you. Such a strange turn of events, though. You know, so bizarre. No.
But what are you really surprised it ended up that way?
Not really.
Yeah.
I think that he thought since you were such a fan that he could just milk it out, milk it out of you. mean, he could raise it to whatever he wanted, you know what I mean? And sadly, it just is not that way.
No, and that was the feeling I had from it. That's what bothered me the most, was like, man, you really thought I was going to cave in on this? That's not cool at all. You know,
no, because you knew you were such a fan that you thought you would just be like, sure, anything, everything.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that, though. There's a lot more people involved, and, you know, there's a lot more at stake for more than just me on this thing, too. Exactly. You know, I had to think of the expo as a whole, you know, and
exactly.
It just didn't make sense. And it didn't matter if I had a contract or not, because, you know, the agreement was to do it free of charge, and he keeps his money, and anything outside of that, I was not going to go for. So what would what need would there be in a contract? Right. So no big deal.
Yeah. But I think you handled it the way anyone level-headed would handle it. I mean, so what? It's still going to be a great time without him, you know?
Yeah, we're going to have a great time. And I think that the parties are going to be off the chain. And I think that when it's all over, I think we're all going to need to sleep for a couple of extra days. Mm-hmm. The jam session afterwards is going to be awesome. I'm excited about that.
I'm actually playing this year.
I'm playing you. I'm playing bass on the song you're doing.
Nice.
It's going to rock.
Yeah, man. I got to relearn how to play it, though. I haven't picked up guitar in years.
I haven't learned it yet, but I will.
I'm playing drums on two songs.
Which ones are you doing?
Cherry Bomb.
I think I'm on that too.
And a Tom Petty song I think I'm doing. Refugee.
Nice.
I think that's the song. So it's funny because every time they make the list of songs, you know, I'm not as versed as some of these other musicians that are going to be there as far as like knowing this song or that song or who does it or who, you know what I mean? So I saw Refugee and then I was like, I think that's Tom Petty, but I better check. And I looked it up and it's like 9 songs called Refugee, but I didn't know any of the other people. So I was like, it's got to be Tom Petty.
All right. Well, what got me was how, and you know, maybe I just didn't get enough credit, but like I was really impressed with how well everybody sounded last year during the jam session. Like everybody came prepared, ready to play.
No practice. Nobody walked on that stage, had ever rehearsed together, I don't think.
No, but like everybody seemed to know their parts pretty well, though. Like it didn't sound like a train wreck at all.
No, and then one thing that has to happen, let me tell you, this is truth. Everybody coming a little closer here. If we don't get a repeat performance of Charisma, I'm going to be upset. We have
Craig's doing God of Thunder this year.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine too.
Yeah.
But I still
want to hear Charisma too.
Yeah. What an amazing thing. As a matter of fact, just yesterday I was watching the video of me and Jody and Sonny and there was just a bunch of us singing Rip It Out.
I love that.
And just rocking out to that. And we're going to do a God of Thunder one this year. I think that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
When this show's out, it'll be Monday. So we got 4 days until we're all hanging out together. Jody, you'll be there Saturday, right?
No, I'm coming in Friday, but kind of late. Probably won't get there till 10 or 11.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's all right. And then we'll all hook up. And D-Rock's coming, right?
Yes, I believe so.
D-Rock, Sonny, Brent,
Matt Porter, Joe Matt Polo, Chris Sinzak, and Eric Camaro.
Well, yes. Oh wait! Aaron got his outfit picked out for Rock and Pop.
Oh yeah, what's
You'll
he
be
got?
Impressed.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna keep it a secret. Spoiling. Is Rock and Ron gonna be there too, filming and shit?
Yeah, Rock and Ron's coming in.
Love that guy.
Yeah, that's going.
All right,
forward.
So this is how long we've been on now? About 30 minutes.
34.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, we this is really all we really need to talk about. You know, that's the thing. Rock and Pod Expo this weekend. You heard all the guests. It's $20 to get in.
Well, 20 to get in early.
$10 to get in. Yeah. So it's not expensive at all. It's a day's worth of entertainment all the way through. Then there's a concert the day before. There's a concert the day after the Rock and Pod. We'll jam. And then there's the and then there's a concert afterwards, and then the next day there's a comedy show. Yep. My understanding is the what's the place called again that the comedy show is at?
Zany's.
I think that was like Ralphie May's favorite.
Yes.
East Coast club or Nashville club
Yeah, Ralphie was living here at the before he passed, and and he would do residencies at Zany's regularly.
Right, and Courtney was very good friends with him.
Right. Yeah.
So. I'm excited about seeing this. This is going to be, a nice thing, a good vacation for all of us where we get to see our friend yet again, hang out, have hot chicken. what's the name of the restaurant?
Scoreboard.
Scoreboard.
Yep.
Yep. I'm sure we'll all meet there.
Multiple times.
Multiple times. We karaoke'd there, right?
Yeah.
They were very happy with the podcaster turnout last year. I told them to expect more this year.
Oh, yeah, man. Awesome. Matt Porter has not stopped talking about hot chicken for an entire year.
Hot chicken and Yingling.
Yingling, yeah. Yeah, man, it was just one of those things, man. We're just going to throw it down. So that's it, guys. That's our show for the day. We really wanted to talk about this Rockin' Pod thing. It's super special to all of us. If you're going to be in the area, hop in a car, come and see us, come and meet us, say hello. I've got giveaways. Karen, man, she bought these cool Podcast Rock City cups that when you put your drink in them, they change color. It's pretty awesome. I was like, man, that's the shit right there.
Yeah.
And come and get them. They're free, and you can they're more like they're like the size of like for putting in like a whiskey, like sipping, a drink or something. But it's going to be awesome. We're going to have a lot of fun. And I guess that's pretty much it. Joe, do you have anything to add?
I would add thanks, Chris, for joining us. Looking forward to seeing both of you crazy fuckers next week.
Damn.
This coming weekend.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Chris, tell them one more time where they can hear your show and where they can get tickets for the Rockin' Pod.
Yeah, well, for Decibel Geek, just go to decibelgeek.com. Obviously, on iTunes, Stitcher, where all your favorite podcasts are sold. And also, for Rockin' Pod, you can just go to rockinpod.com. And that, if you go to that rockinpod.com, there's a blog entry on a sticky thing at the top that just says everything you wanted to know about Rockin' Pod Weekend. And that's got descriptions of every event, links to everything to buy tickets. It's got everything you could possibly need.
Man, thank you for coming on. We totally appreciate it. I know you're busy with the move and with the man. This is all in your lap right now, so I can't even imagine. But you took time to be with us, and we appreciate it. And you guys out there know what I'm gonna say, man. We love podcasts and we love Kiss podcasts, and you're gonna hear commercials for all those that we do listen to, even Decibel Geek, right after this. In 3, 2, 1, peace.
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.
Still love it loud? So do we. Rockin' Pod returns to Nashville on Saturday, August 25th. Over 25 rock podcasts from all over North America recording on-site. Vinyl and memorabilia dealers selling the best in rock merchandise. And awesome rock musicians and personalities participating in signing sessions and on-stage panel discussions throughout the day. Special guests include current and former members of Korn, Kiss, Angel, Winger, Loudness, Accept, Bang Tank, Fandango, Kick Tracy, as well as producers that have worked with Slayer, Ozzy, Alice Cooper, Seven Dust, and many more. More guests being added weekly. Don't miss your chance to be part of an awesome celebration of all things rock. Rockin' Pod takes place at the legendary Nashville Palace, August 25th, 2018. More details available at rockinpod.com. That's rockinpod.com. The Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo. Brought to you by Blind Tiger Record Club, School of Rock Nashville, and School of Rock Franklin, a DBG Productions event.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
Hey everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll and it's always free.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting podcast, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your podcast. Every month, the podcast crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to podcast.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkist.
The Podkist, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
Hi, I'm Bill Algie.
And I'm Dennis Talbot.
And I'm Alan Tate, and we're the Ages of Rock Podcast.
Hey, we want to thank our friends at Podcast Rock City for the shout-out. Our show has great guests and a variety of topics. We've been told our interviews feel like guys sitting in a bar, so kick back and check us out at agesofrock.com.
Woohoo!
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood.
Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation behind. We're going nowhere, and that's just fine.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.